Here's a question. If a pregnant woman does drugs and her baby is born dependent, should the mother be prosecuted for harming the child? In Tennessee and Alabama, the answer is yes. Tennessee's fetal assault law has been on the books for a year and a half. It's controversial, and other states are considering similar laws. I went to Tennessee to meet some of the people at the center of this debate, and I teamed up with Blake Farmer from member station WPLN in Nashville. Hey, Blake.
Hello, Laurie.
When you and I were in Tennessee together, we found one thing that everybody agreed on. The prosecutors, the social workers, the mothers recovering from drug addiction, they all said there's just not enough help for the women who need it.
Yep, let's go to a group. It's called Mothers and Infants Sober Together.
I've been on meth and opiate addiction for quite some time, and I lost three of my children due to my addiction.
This is in rural East Tennessee. It's sort of group therapy for mothers struggling with addiction. Some were sent here by the court. Others came voluntarily. At the start of this session, each woman answers the question, what are your challenges this week?
Challenges, we need a car. Bad.
Still no vehicle. And Josh's car is broke down, too.
A van broke down last Monday. That's why I didn't get to come here.
Supporters of this fetal assault law say the threat of jail will drive pregnant, drug-addicted women to get help. The problem is finding someone who will literally, physically drive these women to get help. Some social workers try to solve the problem by traveling for miles through the countryside just to visit a client at home.
So do you want to do a parenting lesson?
Sure.
Okay, do you have your notebook?
I do. It's over here.
Robin Ledford is paying house call. She works with a group called Families Free.
So a lot of our clients are just getting out of incarceration. They have revoked driver's license. They have DUI charges. So it's going to be a substantial amount of money just to get their license back.
And even for women who do have a car, everybody agrees there are just not enough treatment centers in the state of Tennessee. When 23-year-old Jessica Roberts got pregnant, she decided to quit drugs cold turkey with a doctor's help. She tried to check into the only rehab clinic in this part of Tennessee that will detox pregnant women. It's called Centerpoint.
The wait list for Centerpoint was like 3-4 weeks, and that's for a pregnant woman. You know, a pregnant woman should be able to get in instantly.
We called Centerpoint, and they told us this is a typical wait. They just don't have enough beds to meet the need. Doctors disagree over whether detoxing quickly is really best for a pregnant woman and her baby. Some advise a more gradual step down through medication instead. But those programs are scarce too.
And here's the thing. The law's supporters know there is not enough treatment for pregnant women who need it. Barry Staubus is the district attorney who's prosecuted more people under this law than anybody else. I asked him whether it's cruel to have a law where women could be prosecuted and there really is no treatment available.
Can I eliminate every unfair scenario that somebody draws up? No. But I have to look at what we're doing overall for the majority of the women and particularly the majority of the children.
Do you also intend to lead the charge on more funding for rehab and detox programs?
Yes, of course. I'm for funding of programs and making those programs available, of course. There's always the call for more funding, but we can't let that get in the way of a good idea or a good program or an effective program.
About 5% of Tennesseans abuse prescription drugs, according to state records. Connie Gardner works for the state's Department of Children's Services, the agency that takes babies from addicted mothers and puts them into foster care.
We here are drowning in this drug problem.
She told me none of these mothers wakes up and says, I'm going to abuse my child today.
What I have to keep in mind is that they can get better. What's frustrating, what's disappointing is that we don't have the tools to help them to get better.
New mother Jessica Roberts finally did get better. After a couple unsuccessful attempts at rehab, she detoxed on her own, sitting on her father's couch when she was 37 weeks pregnant.
You're so pretty.
Yeah.
Now she's clean, and she has custody of her four-month-old baby.
Her name's Adeline Brooke.
They live together with Jessica's father. Jessica herself grew up in foster care. Both her parents were addicts. Her mother still has not recovered, but her father, Alan, is sober now and helped her break the habit. Now he thinks back to Jessica's childhood.
I had a hard time with the guilt of not being there because I can remember like, Daddy, please get me when she was, you know, a teenager, maybe 14 or something, and going into foster care. All you have to do is just pass a drug test and you can have me and get her own place and all that.
So many addicts that we met come from families where everyone uses drugs. It's a problem that gets passed from generation to generation.
Most people don't have a dad that is there for him, or any parent, anybody really. I'm very grateful that my dad never let me get to that point.
Now, father and grown daughter are both determined to make sure the newest generation of their family doesn't go through the same struggles.